From Jamestown 107.1, this is the Let's Talk About It podcast. I'm David Perl, and it's another in our series of our podcast about various causes you can help. Giving Hearts Day is coming up in February, on February 12th, although you can give right now. The website is givinghearts.org. Kato Wheeta Lofsinger is the is part of the Dakota Children's Advocacy Group. We're glad to have you here today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And your organization, the title is somewhat self-explanatory, but there's a lot of things you do and a lot of good reasons for people to give.
Yes, so we're here in Jamestown now, right here in our in your own community, which is so great. And so with the Dakota Children's Advocacy Center, we work with abused and neglected kids. Mm-hmm. And so what our mission is to help them have hope and healing and to really take that abuse and neglect and, you know, find a path forward. And so we have forensic interviewers that are highly trained individuals that know how to ask age-appropriate questions and get information. And we work with our MDT partners, which is our multidisciplinary team. So that's like law enforcement, prosecution, right, child protective services, mental health, medical partners. And we really wrap around the family and the child. And we just want them to be able to tell their story no more than one or two times, yeah, and not have to revisit that trauma over and over. And so we all work together. We also have mental health department that can do telehealth here. We have an education and prevention program that goes out into the schools and teaches about body safety and how these kids can just be safe in their own environments, especially, you know, going to school, going to different events and all of those things. So we really do take it very seriously. We have advocates that work with the family from day one all the way through the process. And then we're always checking in after. And all of our services are free of charge.
That's tremendous for a start, and also tremendous is especially you talk about these interviews having to be trained, because this is A, it's delicate. B, it's got to be very tough when someone, a child's been through that, and I'm sure in a lot of cases these are young children that have had to deal with this sort of thing, and the skill in finding out what needs to be found out to make their lives better. There's a whole lot to that.
Yes. And like our staff, the compassion that they show up with every day, it's just awe-inspiring. Obviously, in my role, I'm the engagement giving coordinator. I don't have to work on with the kids one-on-one. And so the staff that does, they come and they show up every day with the purpose of helping these children, making sure that those children are listened to every day. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, provide that ear that every kid needs just to listen and believe them. And so our staff, they show up every day in the best possible way for these kids. And, you know, even with all the training and stuff, it comes down to the fact that they have that compassion for these kids to make their lives better and to help them through a very traumatic and difficult time.
And compassion, in this case, it's not just a word. It is what your organization is and has to be in this instance, right?
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, like, we're always talking about, you know, how can you help someone? And I think to be able to just show up in the simplest form of compassion, that's what the DCAC does. And that's why we work so hard to support this cause and to do what we do, is because somebody needs to be there for those kids.
No doubt. The Dakota Children's Advocacy Center, one of the many great organizations, and this is among the very best with what they do. You can help out on Giving Hearts Day. As we say, the day is February 12th, but you can give now online, givinghearts.org.
Yes.
And it's you can do that now and help out these folks who have very important work, but do great work. And Kayla, thank you so much for coming by and visiting with us about it.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for sharing our mission.
Thank you. That's the Let's Talk About It podcast.